Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends. Welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, the show that regales with tales of glorious triumphs and epic failures among friends. Today we're continuing our fourth 1D&D UA playtest, and Rick, you're still our DM, so take it away.
I sure am. Yeah, so we're playtesting the paladins and druids, and we have two druids and a paladin and a willow tree. Oh, and Jeff the owl. You
critical character.
It's very important, Jeff. You are in the edge of the forest, looking at the tower, this twisted, unusual, bizarre tower that shoots up 120 feet, but it's very narrow. And there's a ravine with a broken bridge and some wooden tree stump looking warriors who have formed a wall across the way to block you from getting into the tower. And you retreated back to make a plan. So what is the plan?
There's a tree on the other side, kind of close to the door, correct? Because they were kind of using it to tree something, jump or stride or...
Yes.
Okay. So I studied that before we left, and when we get far enough away, I'm just like, yeah, so fellas, I've got a spell that's called Transport Via Plant, and I'll just cast it, and little portal will open up out of that tree, and we just run for the door. And worst case scenario is they follow us into the building and we've triggered two fights instead of one. But that's way more fun for both the audience and for me. So if that's cool with everyone, let's do it.
I can't see how this plan can fail.
That sounds good to me. That's a great spell, by the way.
Thank you. I was pretty proud when I learned it. It took quite a bit of time, but I finally got it.
Don't want to get right. Stuck in a tree.
So I marked on the map where the opening is. If you could pop that spell up.
I cannot.
You cannot do that. That's right. You're not.
Because I have a Google
doing it this way.
Document so that I can use the 1D&D playtest rules. It's brought to you by Wizards of the Coast.
There it is. Okay.
Thank you're welcome, you, Chris. Wizards.
I told you I knew that spell.
Very good.
Oh wow, that's 10th. A 6th level spell.
It sure is. I'm dropping a big one here to avoid this battle.
I really thought that was a lower level spell.
Yeah.
It's pretty like high level because it can be any distance on the plane of existence. So that's...
I suppose that's true.
And there's no...
failure chance.
I'm glad we're using all 60 feet of it then.
I mean, we can go miles away if you want.
Yeah, take a trip.
I'm good.
Come back.
Quickly get the rights to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack, and then let's just have a montage of us walking hundreds of miles, and then cast transport via plants to go back.
Ooh. Yeah, we need that trudgery to make it dramatic.
To make it worth it, worth the 6th level slot.
That seems a whole lot of Monty Python right there. All right, okay, which tree are you going to use? On your side?
It doesn't really matter.
Just
as long as it's big enough for us to get into and then...
All right. Grandpappy Willow won't fit through any of this. Well, yeah, he would. It doesn't have a restriction on...
No. Yeah,
size
just...
or anything.
He could just duck down like a tall person through
it
a doorway, right?
Any
large
creature
or
could
larger
step...
inanimate yeah. plant, so I'm
it
just going to pick...
say...
I pick a larger inanimate
larger.
Plant. Larger than Grandpappy Willow, and I assume this works the Santa Claus style. The portal just kind of does whatever it needs
That's
to do
I'm
to get us through.
As well. That's what I'm picturing as well. All right, so you pop over to that tree, and I'm just kind of going to stick you over there.
I guess here's the one question I have, which we would know before we did this. Is the doorway to the tower big enough for Grandpappy Willow to fit in. And if it's
no, not if even it's close, not,
then he's not even going to come over because okay. then he's just trapped with these monsters. So right. he's just going to stay back and chill, and we will go and just try to run. Because there's not like a door, if I'm remembering this correctly, right? It's just a dark archway. There's an open arch.
Yeah, an archway into a dim, dark room. Now, everything is kind of distorted and weird about this place. But sure. as soon as you guys step through, which side do you want the door to be on, the opening on the plant? To the north there so that you can
yeah, the north.
Right out?
I'm just, again, my plan is to just like get a running start and just run for the door, like all in one 6-second turn.
All right. So you guys, yeah, that's fine. Well, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
I tried, guys.
Well played. Well played.
I did my best.
That's all that counts.
Well, they're going to be surprised. So they didn't see this coming.
A natural 20 for initiative.
I got a natural 10 for initiative.
Nice.
Yeah, for me, that's pretty good.
I got a natural 18.
Outstanding.
So that's pretty good. Actually, if Grandpappy, well, I'll roll for Grandpappy Willow because maybe he can create a distraction.
Nice. Good looking out, Grandpappy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're actually on the other side. Engelbert, you're going first. You cast the spell.
Mm-hmm.
It works nicely. And you...
I'm going to go 5, 10, 15, and through the door, if it's my turn.
Okay. All right. You get to here, and you smack into an invisible barrier. I'm not going to give you any damage, but it bruised your ego, at least.
Sure. I don't say anything, because I don't want to give away that I'm here, but that sucks. But we're in initiative, and is... now I need to look up transport via plant again. It took one act. So this is all like the same turn. Like,
yeah, this has to happen in one round.
Okay. Then I don't think I have any bonus action shenanigans that would be helpful to me unless dispel magic is a bonus action, but I doubt it.
No, that's a full action.
Then I think I am out of things to do. So I just stand there. Awkwardly, and okay. I signal to everyone else, like, just the, you know, the classic hand signal for invisible barrier, don't run into it, it sucks.
Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that one. So I
kind of like your face is pressed against it with your hands up and you're slowly sliding down.
Yeah, obviously it's a full miming.
So you're miming?
Right, right. I'm a mime now. I was just going to say, I know everyone listening can imagine it in their head, like, what that would it looked like if someone were to tell you that there was an invisible barrier and you shouldn't run into it. So just that. That's exactly what my character's doing.
Yes. And there was a nice loud thump when you ran into it as well. Okay. Acrodite, it is now your turn.
Okay.
So you step out of the tree and I'll put you where you step out, right there.
Okay. Yep. All right. And those little wood guys, I'm... going to have they've noticed us obviously right we're in it because we're in initiative it's pretty
well no they're staring over at Grandpappy Willow who's waving at them and trying to be distracting.
Okay.
I mean you're right behind them and you're not really stealthing but they are distracted.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put them in a like a surprise condition for this round.
Might as well just try to eliminate some of them. I'm going to cast a spell. I'll go Moonbeam.
Okay.
At...
Oh, and just to let you know, they look, and with your druidic insights and nature and everything. I just want to remind you that they look like dry wood and would be. They look flammable.
Flame strike then.
Yeah.
Okay. I will flame strike. I can't remember how big flame strike is. Oh, I do have access to my things. I wonder if I could put one down. Let me see. I've got a flame strike. Template
10-foot radius.
Oh, it won't let me put it
down. I don't think. Yeah, you can put it down unless
okay.
Rick puts
simply
it down.
Simply 6x6, And I guess that would probably get them all if it's 6x6.
Oh, it says 10-foot radius, so that would be 4x4.
Oh, really? That's weird.
But yeah, I mean, you could still catch them all, for sure.
DC 18 save.
Dex? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So this big flash of fire and bright radiant light comes pouring down. Oh, we got three made it. That's some high rolls there. They don't look particularly dexterous. But, so that does what? 4d6 fire and 4d6 radiant as well. So roll them separately because the fire is going to be multiplied because they are vulnerable.
Fire!
Nice.
All right.
Fire. That's the radiant.
Okay. So this first guy here is going to take, looks like 44 plus 18 is 62 points of damage.
It's nothing to sneeze at.
It is not. The second guy is going to take 22 plus 9 because it is halved, but then he's vulnerable, so it comes back up to 22. And then 9 for the radiant part, so 31. Two of them are bloodied. They look pretty sturdy.
All right. Then with that, I should probably move 5, 10, 15. I'm going to sort of try to put my back in this corner as much as I can so I can't get, like, surrounded.
Okay. And then they... I'm going to skip their turns because they're kind of surprised by that maneuver. And they don't know where anything is coming from. Papa, your turn. So you walk out of the tree.
Okay.
In the brief seconds that you were in the transport plant, which just looked like tubes of roots and weird energies and primal stuff going on, and then you pop out of this tunnel, and there's fire pouring down from the sky, and flashing lights, and burning, screaming. Well, they don't scream. Oh, yeah, they do. They speak Sylvan. So they're screaming and, you know, and pain.
Don't worry, it's more horrible than.
And that's what you walk out of the tree into.
Okay. Well, I tried Firebolt before. I remember that. And I remember I was unsuccessful. And that's why I went to martial combat.
Right.
So,
well, that was against the Shambling Mounds, who were wet and resistant to fire.
I also think my role was garbage.
Yeah.
Which, that sounds a lot like me. So I'm going to come in and just go at it with these fools.
Okay.
Well, I guess I got to pick one. I'll pick this guy.
Sounds good.
A 12 and a 21.
The 12 misses, the 21 hits, so that's 15, right?
Yeah. And I'm going to just hang out right there.
And that does bloody that guy.
Cool.
And for those who are listening, I don't think we have ever explained bloody, that it's not rules as written. When they're at half hit points, we just refer to them as bloodied in our group.
Yeah.
That's not rules as written. I've literally only ever played that.
Right. Yeah, me too.
I think it's a thing in other games because I've, and with some effects, actually, if you're bloodied, like I think there is with Pathfinder, but kids all the time are like, oh, what, don't they have minus this or minus that? So it must be a thing or something.
Yeah, it's not in 5th edition. I just added it so you can have an idea that you're actually making some progress against them.
Well, it's not just you. Everybody I've played with does it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I've literally never played a game without some, like, people referring to half as bloodied. But
as far as I know, I didn't find it in the rules.
Probably not.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
read
it's probably
rules.
One of those things that's just a community
rules.
Unspoken rule thing.
Right. Right. Okay, Grandpappy Willow. There's tons of masonry and broken rocks and everything.
Yeah, he'll chuck a broken rock at who is he going to chuck a broken rock at? He's going to do one of these bloodied ones.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just bowling style, like just shoot for the middle, I guess, kind of deal. So this middle bloody guy. And he will do that. But I'm sure 10 misses.
It does. The rock smashes on the ground next to it.
Gutter ball. And yeah, that's Grandpappy Willow's turn.
All right. They do realize now, obviously, that they're under attack. And one of them is going to get an attack off on Papa.
Okie doke.
And he swings at you with his club. He gets a multi, just does multi attack. I don't think a 14 Neither. Or a 12 will hit.
Mm-mm.
So that is that. And we're then back to Engelbert.
Well, it just seems like we're fighting them now. So I'm just going to give them the old firebolt to, let's go with this bloody one over here.
Okay.
On the kind of far corner from me. 28 feels like it should hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It almost always feels that way with a 28.
Yeah.
As it should. Okay.
That's 10 damage. Fire 10, damage.
10 fire damage, yes. So. It goes up in flames and...
Down in ashes, or are we not?
Down. Down in ashes.
Sweet. Now we're just fighting a flaming tree stump.
Right.
And yeah. Now you see a flaming stump as it collapses to the ground.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, all that. Let's go.
Acrodite.
All right. They're burning. Pappy is in there. I'm going to try a cantrip, I think. How about produce flame, I guess? It's probably the best. I'll just blast one. 27. Hurt. I'll do this bloodied one in front.
A pop-up right there. Yeah. So that's going to be 26 points.
Nice.
Not quite enough to take it out. Okay. This one's going to shift up here, not going past Papa for an attack of opportunity. And it's going to smack Engelbert.
Seems rude.
I assume a 12 rude. Misses. What's your AC?
12 does
17. Miss. But the 19 does hit. And this is magical force damage coming from the club, not bludgeoning.
Okay.
Yeah, so 15 points.
Ouch. I'm getting close to bloody, which I don't love, but I also have healing spells, so I can fix that.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next. Okay, Papa, it's your turn.
First, let's swing at the bloodied one that's right in front of me.
Okay.
Is a 14 hit?
No.
No, okay. Then I will swing again for my second attack.
18 does hit.
Okie doke. That's all Papa can do at this point.
Okay. And that does, and it collapses down as a hacked up stump. Okay. Grandpappy.
He's going to chuck a boulder at this guy who just came and attacked Engelbert.
Okay.
Leave my friend alone! And he hurls a rock or whatever, piece of debris, and it arcs through the air gloriously, majestically, on its way, and feels like it will hit with a 21.
It definitely will.
Okay, and then we all watch... as this boulder collides with this creature, doing 3d6 plus 4 damage for 12 damage.
All right. That creature, the wooden creature, is looking very unhealthy.
Did he mention that the rock was on fire?
That would have helped.
It's one of those flaming rocks.
Right.
Flaming
rocks. That's where the expression, can you smell what the rock is cooking, comes from. All the
exactly.
rocks have fire, just a little bit of fire damage. Whatever is needed to kill this thing.
All right. The next tree creature attacks Engelbert.
Once again, rude.
Very rude. Ooh. Two hits.
Yeah, for 30 damage, that's a lot.
30 more points.
Does it look like they're going after Engelbert for a reason?
Yes, at the door.
Okay, like he's avoiding me completely?
Yeah, they ran around you and went right at him.
Okay, so
I got you. I'm bloodied, just FYI, for those keeping score at home.
For those with your notepads at home.
I know. Yeah, definitely. Again, just like all all podcast listeners.
I know. I listen to podcasts.
You got your crib sheet. You know what spells we've all used. It's the whole thing. Anyway, I'm bloodied. All
right. This one switches around and attacks you as well, Engelbert.
Okie doke.
Oh, two more hits for another 26 points of damage.
These guys are really rolling well today.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Right.
And not me.
Yeah, don't ruin the fiction.
What is this? This is bizarre. Looks like I want a compliment.
All right. What does that put you at? Oh, 23 points. Okay. Engelbert, it is your turn.
Well.
And they're telling you in Sylvan something about a door.
Well, that's
and cool. Yelling at you.
I don't speak Sylvan, so.
No.
You know what I do speak, though, is Firebolt. but I'm seeing if I have. I think that's.
Disadvantage being right next to them unless you have something.
Is anyone else hurt?
I'm at 92 of 130, but I'm all right.
I don't have a scratch.
Just make sure you're good. I'm going to come
up here. I'm just hiding in a corner, apparently.
Looks like
you've stayed out of all of it.
Well, you must have just healed up after the buffalo bear fight and I just didn't.
Thunder bison.
Right, thunder bison.
But, so what's for dinner?
I don't remember what I did, but I'm at 180.
I don't think you ever got hit.
Maybe I didn't.
You might
he
not
just
have.
Never hit anything either. I'm going to just do Mass Cure Wounds because that won't provide me any disadvantage. And
aren't you really badly hurt, though? I mean, is Mass Cure Wounds going to do much for you? Because I can do the heal spell on you.
Well, no, it's not going to do a ton for me. But like, also,
you might want to get away from the door. I don't know. Just a thought.
Boo.
Yeah, get out of here with your logic. You know who you're talking to.
I don't understand what these Sylvan people are saying.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I guess I'll just disengage and back up to around the corner, and that'll be my turn.
Okay, Acrodite,
heal on Engelbert for 70.
No, I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
Get out of there, mate! And Acrodite will... Actually, I'll stay there. I don't think there's any reason to come out yet. I'm guessing Papa is a bit more tanky than the both of us. So.
As a paladin?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna
stay close. You'd think.
But,
oh, I shun armor.
Not always.
For heathens. Okay, I'm just going to stay there.
Okay, and this one goes... No, he did not. He starts regenerating.
That's always fun.
Yeah, this one's...
What does that look like when he starts regenerating?
The wood just starts growing back together and...
Does it look like he's completely healed?
No, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Gotcha.
Like 1/7.
Okay. Let me do these quick fractions real quick.
Yeah. There we go.
It's Papa's turn.
Yes.
All right. Papa is... I'm going to attack this one that's right next to me because, well, he's right next to me.
Okay.
Get out of here, you vile creatures.
That 17 misses. And the 11 misses.
It's only when I talk shit do I miss.
Right.
So, I'm like, you say you want us to go into the door? Is this what you're saying?
They don't know what you're saying. They don't speak common. Okay.
I'm doing that version of Spanglish again.
Oh, Spanglish, the Sylvan Elvish thing.
Right.
Yeah. They probably got door. Okay. Right. Grandpappy Willow's turn. Unless you had a bonus action. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's it for me.
Okay.
He throws a rock, but if 17 are misses, 17 then misses. That's a miss.
Is a miss. All right. This one, next one here, starts regenerating too, and so does this one. But it comes down. Oh, I didn't. Did I have the? I didn't even have the guy do anything, just regenerate. It's not an action. Okay, so they're going to kind of swarm down on Pop here.
Okay.
And they're all going to attack you.
Okay. Let me talk some shit so I make sure they hit me.
Okay.
The church will protect me from you vile creatures.
It did. Not yeah, it one did. Hit out of all six attacks.
I just go, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah, that's a good effect.
But I go, ha, 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 in Sylvan. That I know.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it's a universal sound of, in the family of Elvish and Sylvan languages. Okay.
What's crazy about that those rolls to me is every one of the hits that hit me was too high for me to cast shield to block any of it.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Every hit that you just hit or tried to hit him with wouldn't have been enough to hit me in the first place.
Like, right? It's crazy. Crazy.
It's almost like dice rolls are random.
I yeah. know. Just a real swingy monster.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, they got +7 to hit. All right. Engelbert.
Firebolt at the bloodied one.
Okay.
You know, I'm pretty okay with plants, but you guys suck. 23 to hit.
Definitely hits.
18 damage.
Times 2. And that is the end of that one. It's now a burning stump.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Acrodite.
I will fire this one up again. I don't know if I actually hit him before, but I feel like I did. Fucha! Oof, a 13.
Nope, that is not going to hit.
Boy. All right, well, I will chill
anything
there.
Else for Acrodite?
Nope.
Okay. There's two left. Papa, your turn?
Yeah, I am going to attack the one that's straight north of me there.
Okay, the 25 hits for 17.
All right. And I am going to move, but not out of like out of his range. I must stand right at the door.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah, and you're kind of in this archway doorway in that space, but there's an invisible barrier.
Sure. The same one that Engelbert ran into.
Yep.
I remember getting the sign.
Right. The sign everyone knows.
Right. It was either that or you were singing Madonna's Vogue and we didn't know why. So
I mean, I do that quite a bit on Jones, right. So it can get a little confusing.
Glad I opted for invisible barrier.
Now I'm picturing Engelbert with the pointy bra.
That's just his normal everyday attire. Yeah.
I don't know why you have to point out that it's pointy. Like I have no shame for my body. This is just my normal the way halflings are.
Absolutely. Grandpappy Willow, it's turn.
He's gonna chuck a boulder at the bloodied thing that Papa just attacked, and he's gonna miss.
Right.
He says, "Oh shoot! One of these days we'll get the Grandpappy Papa combo, but not today."
Not today. Yeah,
we'll work on that.
Yeah, he's like, "I'll get it next time."
We'll work on it.
He's waving at you from across the way.
He's on high, Papa.
Okay. Four more attacks on Papa, the paladin.
Okay.
And the highest I got on all four of those was a 12.
Wow. That's a miss then.
Those are all misses. So that's 10 attacks on you. Nothing's come even close. All right. We are back to Engelbert.
Firebolt on the bloody one.
Okay.
I feel like a 15's a miss, so.
It is a miss.
Not going to happen this time. Hit that stump in front of him. I'm like, God damn it.
Okay. At this point, what round is this? I should have to do this at the beginning. Yeah, round 5. I want you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Who? Everyone?
Everyone?
Just Engelbert.
Oh, Engelbert.
Okie doke.
As the tower kind of shifts in shape, and
17,
you made it. a wave of distortion and I guess otherworldly fear comes out of this thing.
That sounds crappy.
Spooky Tower is being spooky, guys.
Oh, yes. No.
Spooky Tower is being spooky.
Was that against everyone or just me?
It is because that was your turn. Acrodite, you must now make that same roll. Wisdom save. 26, no problem. So you can do your turn normally.
All right. Acrodite will... which one of them looks the bloodiest, I would ask?
There's only one that's bloodied.
Yeah, there's only one that's bloodied.
Oh.
The stumps are stumps now.
Okay, they're just sort of, okay.
Well, I mean, who knows? They were on fire, but now their red dots are getting taken off them, so maybe they're...
I will hit that one. Oh, my guess is they go into maybe some latency thing and then sprout up again. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. I will flame that guy. Oh, my gosh. A 14.
No, they look like dead burning stumps. They look like latent anything.
Okay.
Is there a reason you're not taking them off the map, though? That's my only... That's why I also am like, they're definitely coming back. We need to keep hacking at these.
Because they are a like a barrier. They're like a burning stump right there. You can't stand on them.
Sure. Okay. That's cool. Fine.
Yep. I think I missed Rick.
Oh, you 14. Did. 14. Yeah, okay. Jesus. Unfortunately. Yep. With a plus 10, you've had the hardest time. Your rolls have been really...
Oh, I killed it on initiative, though.
Yeah, you did. Okay, Papa.
I'll attack the one that's directly below me, or to the south of me. However you want to look at that, I guess.
Boom.
Oh, suck it, stomp. That's a crit.
That is definitely a crit.
Do I need to add all that up, or... Is it just...
Yeah, 26, 16... is 42. It is not dead.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a little.
It regenerated. Now this is the one that Engelbert hit with 16. The fire, right?
Right. It's the bloodied one. Well, it's the only bloody one now, I guess.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the bloody one in the middle, but it's literally the only bloody one. That's it for Papa.
They don't regenerate. You noticed if they were hit with fire that turn.
Hmm. Oh, okay. That's nice.
And I was trying to remember all that, but now I'm just marking it, so it makes more sense.
Yeah, it's easier. Okay. That's going to be it for me.
Very good. Grandpappy Willow?
He's going to try to throw a boulder. It's going to miss.
And misses. Okay, now this one got burnt, so it does not regenerate, but it can still attack.
I'm just going to throw this out there for playtest reasons. I really think they need to create some sort of flanking rule that makes sense, because I think it's absolutely bonkers that this monster is attacking Papa, but it is still has the situational awareness to duck out of the way of something being thrown from some other part, like some other attack. It can be like, oh, but I know someone shooting an arrow or throwing a boulder or whatever.
Right.
I just feel like if you're engaged in melee combat, you should get a penalty to your AC, or the attackers who attack you should get a bonus, and it should just be that simple. But I just, anyway,
yeah, this it's
my
something,
2 cents about flanking.
Some kind of tactical advantage worked into the game in some way. Now there are some flanking rules in the DM's guide, but I've never used them just to keep things simpler.
Yeah,
but I agree with you.
I would like to see that, but on a sliding scale. Like as you got closer to level 20, that disadvantage got lower and lower.
Sure, you know, and maybe
like
that's
you got
a thing.
More aware because you've been doing this for so long. Or
I definitely, I think it would be a fun ability to give certain classes, rogues, monks, and certain monsters to say, like, you just like you get uncanny dodge or whatever. It's like, yeah, you do kind of get like a
right.
You can't be flanked, essentially. Like you ignore that penalty for being engaged with multiple enemies at a time. But I just feel like. Narratively, it makes no sense that you're fighting this monster face to face and then someone attacks it from presumably behind, but even if from the side, it doesn't really matter. Like, he's fully engaged, and it's just like, oh, but I also can dodge right out of the way of that and that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Both of those last both of those last two guys got one hit on me, Rick.
Yes, one for 14 and one for 22.
Yeah, I'm gonna stones. Well, no, I'm not. I'll just take the damage. Yeah.
Don't you have get a number of those stones endurance under this one?
I think in the new one you just get one per long rest. In the the Unearthed Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just get one per long rest.
Okay.
But I'm double checking. Let's see how that works. I'm sorry, it's per short rest. Not one per long.
Just one per short rest?
Yes. So I take that back. I was incorrect. But okay. I will take the damage, and that's the way that's going to work.
Okay.
I am now bloodied. All right. That's it for Papa. Oh, wait. That wasn't my turn anyway.
Oh, yes. And Pop. No, it is not your turn. But Papa, did you make the wisdom save? Or did I forget to ask you that?
So,
okay.
Let me ask you something. Fear?
Yeah, I'm immune to fear, charmed.
Okay. Immune.
Yeah. As long as I'm conscious, I'm immune. And everybody else who's in my...
You can have bad dreams.
Everybody else who's in my aura would be two.
Okay. Immune.
If they came up there.
Okay.
But nobody did.
Nobody did.
Or I happen to be...
Yeah,
they're just far away. Where you are, they're outside your aura. Okay. So you're immune, and they both made their save. So that aura effect is irrelevant now, so I'm just going to remove it.
Can we actually get Papa's aura put up so we can see where it is?
Oh, you can't see it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, let me change that. Sorry.
Yeah, I can see it. I just assumed you guys could too. That's my bad.
Well, I don't think you can do anything about it, Patrick. It's one of those tricky things that the DM has to do.
The DM has to, And of course, I can see it.
You can see it. He can see it. So it just seems like everyone can. But until, it's roll 20, get on it. Come on.
Maybe that new D&D VTT will
have all that.
Have all that crap. Who knows? I hope they continue to build it and put it out. Because sounds like they're losing steam since...
Yeah.
They couldn't get their wishes in the beginning.
I don't know. I still see them advertising it that they're putting.
Yeah,
it
they
out.
Are.
They are. There's a lot of if you guys watch the summit thing, it sounds like there were a lot of questions asked that they had no answers for, which really was like you should have answers to those questions.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch it. I didn't look at it.
It seemed like they were relying on it's 2024 when this comes out, you know?
We're still working on it.
Which is not really what the question was, but I get it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, the questions are things that they'll go back and look at. They've been very open to that, to that whole process of taking a question or a comment, it back,
they have 100% responded to the community. Even with the OGL thing, they eventually...
Yeah, that was a mess.
We're not going to mess with... I mean, everything we've asked, they've at least listened. It may not have all turned out the way we wanted, but they've at least listened, and you can tell they made some tweaks and stuff. So,
sure.
This might be the only large-scale poll of this kind that I've ever felt like they... my answer matters.
Right.
So that's
well.
That's
they awesome. Certainly didn't do that with 4th edition or 3rd edition. They just brought it out and said, "Here's the new game." They did a little bit with 5th edition when they did Next D&D, which had fun playtesting, but certainly not to this scale of the feedback and everything else. So I'm enjoying the process. I love the playtest.
Yeah. You know what? I think this might be the most people have ever had playing this game at one time, too. So that's why it's so, such a large scale. Because I don't think, if you go back to when they were getting ready to do 3rd edition, there just weren't that many this many people playing D&D.
Right. That's
so
the difference.
It's huge now. It's worldwide huge.
When the community responds in whatever fashion, but in force, all of us saying stuff. It makes a bigger difference than if, we got some letters about I hate this or I don't like that or whatever. But it's well, this handful of people that were upset and took the time to write a letter and it got to us, they're not happy, but we're moving on with what we have planned. This is a different time and the, yeah, there's just so many more people that it's like, well, if the community's upset, you hear about it and you feel it a lot more. And so,
yeah,
we're more effective than we were now because we're a bigger group.
Yeah, and information is just so much more freely available with the internet. And I mean, it's just a whole nother world now.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.